You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better for Monday, May 3rd, 2010. Versions of A-ha's Take On Me. Greetings from Coverville and welcome to another edition of Coverville's Who Did It Better, where I present to you two different versions of a song and ask you which one suits your fancy, which one makes you smile more than the other one. Today is Monday, May 3rd, 2010. This is episode 15 and I'm Brian Ibbett and thank you for joining me. Before we get to the song today, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about last week's Who Did It Better. It's a little loud. Turn that down there. Let's talk about last week's competition, which was Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, which was originally by Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. I presented you with the Manic Street Preachers version and the Lauryn Hill version, and 44% of you chose the Manic Street Preachers version. 39%, just under 40% of you chose Lauryn Hill. A very close race this time, but 9% of you said neither, and the write-in votes had two very strong contenders, or two very strong recommendations. Both the Muse version, which I've got to check out. I've heard a lot of people recommend that one, request that version, but I've got to find a copy of it. So far, all I've been able to track down is an import of the single, which is about $250. Yeah, no, not happening. The other version is the Heath Ledger version from 10 Things I Hate About You. So a lot of Heath Ledger fans and a lot of Muse fans out there. Pet Shop Boys also made a showing, and one person said, I'd rather hear Brian sing this naked in the shower than listen to these two. So check out YouTube for that later on this week. All right, today we're going to be taking on two different versions of Take On Me. The first one is by Letters Lost. This comes from a 2006 album called You Are My Biggest Fan, and it falls right into that power pop category that I really like. Taking the song out of its new wave roots and kind of making it more, I don't want to say relevant, because I really like the original, but making it more 2000s friendly, let's say that. Here is Take On Me by Letters Lost.
Talking away, I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love.
Oh, iPhone just to play my worries away. You're all the things I've got to remember. You're shying away. I'll be coming for your love anyway.
Letters Lost from their album You Are My Biggest Fan, with their version of A-ha's Take on Me. Kind of has a Third Eye Blind or maybe a Gin Blossoms kind of feel to it to me. I don't know. Do you like it? Do you? Tell me. Let's go ahead and get to another version of the song. This one, a nice acoustic live performance. Now, this one is by Sarah Bareilles, who had a big hit a couple years ago with a song called Love Song. And just a gorgeous voice. And I like how she strips the song down. And I like how she also has no problem hitting the high notes that Morton Harkett did so many years ago. Here's Sarah Bareilles with her version of Take on Me.
You can all sing along with this if you want.
Talking away, I don't know what I'm to say anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. But I will come for your love, okay? Take on me. Take me on. But that's me stumbling away, finally learning that life is okay. Say after me, it's no better to be safe than sorry. Take on me. Take me on.
Man, I wish I could hit hit those high notes like she does. Take On Me, performed there by Sarah Bareilles. I don't know if that's available anywhere. I know it's not on the Careful Confessions CD that somehow this track got labeled with in my collection. Not sure why, but there you have it. Sarah Bareilles versus Letters Lost. Power pop versus acoustic chanteuse. You let me know which one you like better. Go to coverville.com and scroll down in the posts. You'll find Who Did It Better, number 15, and you'll find a poll, a P-O-L-L, in that post. Make sure you click on which version you liked better. Tell me. And if you didn't like either of these, then, you know, throw in another vote. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of people saying others. MXPX does a great version. Real Big Fish does a great version. Those are the two I think I'm expecting to hear about the most. I thought these were a good contrast, and so that's why I picked them, and I stand by my decision. Get your votes in by the end of day Friday, May 7th at midnight. Get your votes in and let me know who you think did it better. And if you have a recommendation, a suggestion, or an idea for future versions of Who Did It Better, please let me know. You can email them to me at coverville@gmail.com. Big thanks to the Frog Pants Network, to Scott Johnson over there at Frog Pants for hosting yet another edition of Who Did It Better. And thanks to you for all of your votes and your clicks there for the polls and everything. Appreciate it. We will see you next time for Who Did It Better number 16. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for today. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there!